Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. I don't know why we're getting that interference, but that seems – and I am getting a feedback. You know, wow. This is really frustrating. You know, folks, first of all, I'm going to say I'm getting a complete feedback. We had commercials come in that weren't supposed to be there. Charlie, would you please send me a message of what's going on here tonight? Can you hear me? I need – and some of my good friends who listen can send me a message on Skype. I'm getting complete. You know, folks, I'm going to be glad when I'm done with Blog Talk Radio. We got 2 more weeks.
What's that?
Blog Talk Radio. We got 2 more weeks. Folks, I don't know what this is sounding like out there, but I'm going to giving a complete feedback of everything that I'm saying. Now, I'm being told that online that I'm sounding fine, but I'm getting basically what is called a 2-second delay in my own headphones. So, I'm sorry, Charla, I can't hear you. Would you please come in and tell me what you're going to tell me? Because I got my headphones on. Okay. Yeah, Charlotte, she's going to come on the line and just kind of talk with you folks for a little bit. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to dial back in, okay? All right. Thank you. Okay. All right.
Hey, hello. Hello, this is Charlotte with Dave Schmidt and the Sedona Connection. I'm hoping that you guys can hear me. I am not sure what this is sounding like out there, but I'm not hearing anything back. So we went to a workshop this weekend in Southern California that was absolutely amazing and phenomenal and really off the charts compared to all the other workshops. And I know that's what he wants to talk to you about a little bit, along with, you know, the upcoming workshops. And next one is in Orlando. We are... And I know we have at least one, if not more, callers. And if you were at that workshop, please, please, please call in and give us your feedback about the workshop. I know DJ is on the line. We're going to talk to him in a moment. And he just said he couldn't say enough good things about it. So we've got several other callers, and I want to get to all of them. Certainly we'll get to all of them, all of you guys. But we're trying to get the people that were at the workshop first. So if you've raised your hand or you want to talk and put in, I'm going to get back to you in a few minutes. And those guys will go first, and then we'll come back in and get Hector and all you other guys that have called in. So I'm excited that we're on here. And they've said that he's only got a few more weeks here on Blog Talk Radio. He is shifting to another platform called it will be called RadioStarWorldwide.com, RadioStarWorldwide.com, and we're just going ahead and mention that out there. My radio program, The Charla A Show, will also be debuting in the 1st of October on that same platform. We're excited about that, and the new venue is going to be extremely high quality and very professional with archives and analytics and all those things as well, commercials available, many other things. So,
okay, Charla, I think I got it now, so I'm not getting my own feedback, but can you hear me fine?
I can hear you fine on the phone, yes.
Oh, great. Okay, so I think I'm good. Well, folks, thank you. Sorry about that interruption. You know, I'm going to be glad to be done with Blog Talk Radio. It seems like I get so many of these technical difficulties. And what Charla was telling you is about the change that we're making to what is called RadioStarWorldwide.com. It's a professional radio place. I get to go into studios in Scottsdale, Arizona when I like to. But, you know, Blog Talk has just had so many technical difficulties, and it's just time to move on. And here I try to come onto the program tonight, and the next thing I know, they're running a commercial when the introduction music is going, which shouldn't be happening. And then after that, the next thing you know, I'm getting feedback. I guess you folks weren't hearing that. But I was getting about a 2 to 3 second delay in my headphones as I'm trying to talk to you so you can understand how frustrating that is. Now, I also received a text message from others that the let me go back over to my Skype. Okay, so that it sounded good now. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. Okay, can we start over? Here we are tonight. Thank you. It's Dave Schmidt with the Sedona Connection. I'm glad to be with you, glad to be here tonight. I want to share some things with you tonight. But first of all, Charla had already shared about the change that we're going to do. And on October 1st, we're going to be moving to RadioStarWorldwide.com. Now, for you, if you go to my website, nothing will change because you'll just be able to click on the link there, and it's just going to take you into a different radio program. It's just time to move on from Blog Talk Radio, okay? Now, with that, there's a huge increase in my expense to go on to RadioStar Worldwide. Now, also, there's a whole complete professional staff that I get to have there assisting me through all this, but there's additional expenses. So I'm going to be moving into doing some advertising. And, folks, we understand and we know that's the world that we live in, is that somebody has to foot the bill. If you want better quality, if you want to reach a larger audience, the bill has to be foot, and that usually comes through the advertisers who are willing to do that. So if you are interested in advertising on my radio program, you'll get about a 30-second ad, 30-second to 1 minute. It just depends, again, how much you pay. What you do is I refer you to the people at Radio Star Worldwide, the professional staff there. They will work through you with the contract. They will develop your ad for you, the radio ad. They will do all the work for you. All I have to do is get your name, and then they will refer it to you. What I will also do, I will also put a little, what is called, you know, basically a banner or a little kind of ad spot on my website, which gets over 1,000 hits a day, and also in my newsletters, which goes out to thousands of people every week. So you're basically going to get it in three formats, the radio program, the website, and the newsletter, and thousands of contacts is what you will get each week through those three. And so, okay, now, Charla, my dear, are you there? Okay, she's telling me I'm going to bring her back on. There you are. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I am doing good. You know, last week on the program, you know, we had basically introduced you, brought you on, how you're very much a part of this, and we kind of told our story. And we told about what is something that's very, very important to you. It's very passionate for you. And it's not so much about the business as about what it is and how what you're doing and helping people. And there have been a lot of people who have had a lot of questions and wanted us to basically do some follow-up on that. And Charla, she has her own radio program. That's the first thing. But she just has this passion about loving and caring for people. She's really good at it. There's just this vibrancy that's in her life. The people that come to the workshops, they see that. She has this reflection of what I call just a kind of a sparkle within her all the time. And that she says her passion is joy, bringing joy into people's lives. But also with that, one of her other passions is wellness, people being well. And she has been involved with this product that is called Zeal from the company Zervita. We talked about that last week. And Zeal is known as probably being the absolute best all-in-one nutritional supplement product that there is on the market. And, folks, I was skeptical. I mean, for 5 months, you know, she would ask me, would you want to do that on the program? I'm saying, no, I don't want to bring anything on. I don't want to disrupt this. I want to keep it basically in kind of a pure state. But I also have become a realist. We live in a world where there are certain things that are important to us, things that we believe in, things that we want to share with others. And I was, you know, somewhat reluctant and critical. And the biggest reason why was because of my own being overweight. I have struggled with my weight for 15 to 20 years, and I had tried all kinds of stuff. Stuff just didn't seem to be working. Nothing seemed to be going right. And, folks, excuse me, I have to admit, I got caught. I got caught in finding something that works. And it brought me from being the skeptic into the true believer, because it's working for me. I've lost 15 pounds in about the last 2 months effortlessly, without even trying, after 15 years of struggling. And here's what I've learned along the way, is we live in a world where most of the food that we eat is nutritionally depleted. Most of the food we eat comes off of commercial farms that feed the foods they grow with fertilizer, bumping up the production per acre, but robbing it of its full nutritional value. So most of the food we eat is nutritionally depleted. We know we have an epidemic of obesity and being overweight. We're moving into the epidemic status of basically diabetes. And most of that is because of eating improperly or eating too much of the wrong foods. Well, there's a new science in medical science out there, and it basically talks about having the appropriate nutrition. And what they say is, when your body is saying, feed me, I'm hungry, it's not really saying, give me more food. It's saying, give me the right nutrition that I want so I can operate at my optimum. And then so what we do is we go out and we eat foods that are nutritionally depleted. And it doesn't fulfill the body's wants of good nutrition, so we go eat more. And we eat more, and we eat more, and we keep feeding it the wrong stuff without getting the appropriate nutrition that we need. Well, this product, Zeal, is the best all-in-one, full, complete nutritional supplement that's on the market, based on my information. And I'm going to tell you a really quick story, what really caught me. It's the name of the guy who is the formulator of Zeal. His name is Mark McNaughton. Mark is known Mark McKnight. I'm sorry. Okay. Mark is known as probably being the foremost, if not the foremost, the best nutritional product formulator in the world. He has had over 1,000 formulations for nutritional supplements that he has developed. His products that he sells to other companies, he formulates them, the other companies buy them from him. But his products are sold in everything from GNC to Walmart. He has had over 1,000 products, and his products have over $1 billion in retail sales. Now, that's the master formulator that Mark McKnight is. But Mark always had a dream of wanting to find and develop an all-in-one product. None of the other companies wanted to do it because there was too much profit to be left on the table. They would say, we can make a whole lot more money by separating them out, having separate products, and having people buy 4, 5, 6, 10 different nutrition supplements instead of putting them all into one. It was always back to dollars first, serving the customer second. Well, Zervita is the name of the company that has the product Zeal. They approached Mark McKnight, and it was a marriage upon sight, an absolutely love relationship. And Mark then developed Zeal, the all-in-one, and Zervita is the company that basically they produce and they market and they sell Zeal. And Mark has been so sold on this, with over 1,000 different products that he had formulated, he never brought any of them home for his own family until Zeal. All 6 of his children, he and his wife and the family dog, all take it every single day. His wife was a registered nurse for over 30 years, had never really taken that much interest in anything he was doing. But when she saw this and started taking it herself, she became sold on it overnight. She said, wow, this is the absolute best thing I have ever seen. I said, Mark, you outdid yourself on this one. And that's basically what his wife had said. And she never sold anything in her life. And all she did was go out and start telling her story. And her first year, she made a phenomenal amount of money. It's not about the money. It's about the quality of the product, and I'm experiencing that myself. Here's what I have found out by just taking the product. Basically, what I'm finding is that my sugar cravings are gone. I loved chocolate chip cookies. But, and Charla would know, when we first met, I had a sugar craving. Why? Because my body was caught into this old craving cycle of wanting more and more and more, and the cravings were there. When I started taking Zeal, I found the sugar cravings went away within 3 days. Within 2 weeks after I was taking it, I was at this one meeting, and there were a bunch of chocolate chip cookies there. And I actually grabbed one, bit into it, and it shocked me because it didn't taste good. I didn't want it. I took that cookie, I threw it away. I took the one bite, and I left it at that. And, folks, it's working for me. And can tell you testimony after testimony after testimony of people that what it has done for them. It's your choice. But, you know, I primarily in this program, we talk about, you know, the RV, becoming a millionaire. Who wants to be a millionaire? But I can come back and say we can all have $1 million, but if you don't have good health, there's not much to your life. If you ask people, would they rather have money or would they rather have good health, and most people said they'll take their health first any day, because you can be a millionaire and still be miserable in your health and not be feeling very good and struggling through a lot of stuff. Charla, what would you like to add to that?
Well, thank you. Really, thank you, Dave. This is, you know, it is a passion of mine, wellness. Joy is my lifestyle, encouragement is my gift, and wellness is my passion. So first I want to acknowledge you that, yes, you have lost weight. Yes, you have reduced your sugar cravings. And I want to tell anybody, I'm just going to remind anybody that is listening, that if you were at the workshop, to please go ahead and call in and raise your hand to ask a question. We want to get back to you in a little bit. I also want to say Zeal Wellness is a all-in-one nutrition in a powdered form that you can shake it and take and grab and go one a day, and it really gets it cellular. It gets into your cellular system really quickly. We only have two products, wellness and weight management, which includes the wellness, the one a day pink or great berry or great powder. And so I've sold many things in my life, and I was a flight attendant, and traveling with this is very simple because we just throw it in a baggie and, you know, just refill and shake it and take it each day. The weight loss is not necessarily even a weight management, not necessarily a weight loss. It's protein powder and burn and cleanse and wellness that does exactly what it seems to, this whole product just seems to meet what your body needs. And that is, you were mentioning the soils and everything being depleted. There is no possible way, really, people that are growing their own foods and really go to the trouble, which most of us are not going to do that. I know I'm not. So most of us aren't going to go to that trouble of growing our own foods, and there's a lot of really healthy people trying to do that. But regardless, this Zeal little one a day, 6 ounce mixed with anything cold powder, has 14,000 milligrams of whole superfood nutrition in one serving. And you can take more than one a day, but one is recommended. And it literally will give you a little boost of energy as well. I'm going to say one other, just if you want to take a look at it on Dave's website, go to daveschmidt.zealforlife.com, and that's daveschmidt.zealforlife.com. And if you want a one-minute little overview video and a way to just order a six-pack sample size, you can go to daveschmidt.tryzeal.me. If you order a canister, it's a 30-day money-back guarantee. They guarantee it's the best value on the market as well. If you can find a better value of an equal quality product for twice the price, they will pay $1,000. And there's very simple and easy ways just to partner with us, and we help you along the way with whether you want to be a preferred customer. There's a way to get yours half price. If you want to be a referral rep, there's a way to get yours for free, very simply. And free is good if you're getting your nutrition for free, your one a day. And then there's also a way to make, if you, you know, want to make some additional money during this transition while we're waiting, this is a really wonderful company and a wonderful way to do that. And they've set it up to be a win-win-win for the customer, for the referral rep, and for the company. It's a very, very, very win-win-win. And it was pointed out to us that, you know, this company is so, I know the owners, and this company is so committed to people first, and then the product is certainly stellar and second, and then the profits come because it works.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And folks, we thank you just for, you know, being patient with us on that. But, you know, there was a lot of, we shared that last week. It's what we do. We're not going to push it. It's like you either want it or you don't. Yeah, but the most important thing is find what works for you. Find what works for you. We all want to have good health. We all want to have a great life. And becoming a millionaire through this RVGCR process is always great, but with it, you want to have a vibrant, abundant life. And those are the two things that we are involved in, what Charla and I do together. Now, let me get on with the program this week. About a year ago, I wrote that article, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And some of you have heard this story before. I'm going to go ahead and kind of recap it because I know we've got a lot of callers on here tonight that are not normally here, would not normally be there because basically I was posted on Dinar Recaps today. And I want to say again, thank you to Dinar Recaps. I appreciate what they do. They take a neutral position in the postings of the different writers that are out there, the gurus in the Dinar blog land. I don't post my stuff on there all that often, but I do periodically if I feel it's something important that people want to hear what is basically an alternate position in contrast to most of what all the other writers are saying. But about a year ago, I wrote this article, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I shared it with about 35 of my friends. A couple people took it, posted it on one blog site. It went on to a couple others. And the next thing you know, I had received over 1,000 emails within about 10 days. And that's what kind of got me involved in this. Most of you know, I have a background. I'm a former state senator in Washington State. I was in politics for 20 years, finishing my career as a state senator. I also have a background in banking and finance. That was my original career when I came right out of high school. But I moved and transitioned into there for about 18 years. I've been a part-time market trader. I understand finances, global economy, and markets fairly well. But I also bring another aspect to this. My formal education is I'm a former minister and a seminary graduate. I have a bachelor's degree in religion with a master's degree in biblical studies. So I'm going to bring a spiritual impact into what I do on here. I'm not here to be another Dinar guru because I see this whole situation of this whole RVGCR, what I consider to be from a bigger picture. What is it that's happening for us in this life? Why are we here? Why is this happening? What is it that's taking place? If you're wanting to listen to me in this program and the only thing that you need to do or what you want to do is just to get rich, well, then go listen to the other gurus because that's not what you're going to hear from me. And I'm not saying that to be critical, okay? That's not my intention at all. They all have a place. They all have a purpose in what they do, but I'm going to come from a different perspective. And so when I started this, it was about, I've been involved in some of this now for close to over 3.5 years from a different perspective. But in the getting involved in the whole Dinar RV myself, that started for me about a year and a half ago when somebody was talking to me. I'd stayed away from it for a period of time because I wasn't convinced that it was going to really happen because I was always asking myself the question, well, who's going to pay for it? Somebody's got to come up with the money. And there was a friend of mine that had shared this with me, and when I asked the question, she said, well, is the oil credit contracts with China? And I thought, okay, well, that makes sense. So I went ahead and started buying my Dinar, started following everything that was there. And I didn't do anything, you know, other than just read what all of you were reading for close to 4 and 5 months. And then I wrote the article. But I also began to realize there was a lot of writers that were saying some things that just didn't make sense. And I come back to basically my understanding of banking and finance, global economy, and how politics works in this world. In the real world, and I also have this firm believing that there are these group of people out there that we refer to as the cabal who really run and control what is called the global economy of the world. I learned that when I was in politics. On another side note, for about the last, about 8-9 months now, I've been on the Discovery Channel almost every week, and I've been seen by well over 10, 15, 20 million people that I have this small spot on a Discovery Channel program called Uncovering Aliens, Black Ops. It's about how government lies. And I'm the subject expert of a formal elected official who comes in and explains, well, this is why government lies, how they lie, and why they do it. And folks, it always, almost always, 99% of the time, comes back to one thing: follow the money. Follow the money, follow the money, follow the money, because it's the power of money in our world that people follow where they want to have the sense of power and control. And if you understand the role of the Federal Reserve, you realize the Federal Reserve is what creates and establishes the money supply, not only in the United States directly, but indirectly to almost all the countries all around the world. And most people still believe that the Federal Reserve is a government agency, and it's not. The Federal Reserve is a private for-profit company, a private corporation, predominantly controlled by four very powerful banking families: the Rothschilds out of Great Britain, the Morgans and the Rockefellers here in the United States, and the Warburgs out of Germany. They basically run and control the world's money supply. We think that Bill Gates is the wealthiest man in the world with a net wealth of about $70 billion, but he's not. It's because his wealth is public. The real wealthiest people are the Rothschilds family. They are well worth over $1 trillion, but their money's private, so we never get to that. Well, when you're a trillionaire, how much more money do you need to have a sense of meaning and purpose in life? You see, for those people, it's not about the money. It's about power and control. It's about a sociopathic mindset of what they believe this world is supposed to be like. It's about them basically taking all of us and keeping us into a form of a financial slavery. And that's what has been the story of the human race literally for millennia. In one way or another, the masses of the people have been forms of bondage and slavery to the controlling power of a few. Now, what I am saying is we are here, that there is a shift and a change that is going on in this world. I do share this at the workshop. I go into much more explicit detail and length about this. And I've shared this in some of the various series that I did. And you go back to my website and my past newsletters. I had a three-part series on what is called Changing Our World. It's understanding how our world operates, how it works. And there's one guy that really says it best. And it's a guy that we all know. His name is Albert Einstein. And this is what Albert Einstein says: everything is energy. That's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It cannot be any other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics, plain and simple. Albert Einstein. And then another guy that we are very familiar with, Nikola Tesla, said, if you wish to understand the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Everything in this universe is comprised of energy. All energy vibrates and has a specific frequency in what it does. And in that, what's happening, the shift and the change, you see, our thoughts themselves produce energy, frequency, vibration. Strong thoughts of compassion, love, forgiveness, gratitude, joy, happiness, all vibrate at a very higher frequency. Those are just called the good vibes. We all love that type of feeling. But when you have thoughts that are evolving around fear, anxiety, hatred, bitterness, aggression, tension, anger, all those are lower vibrational frequency thoughts. And the cabal who controls this money supply around the world, they are masters at creating illusions. And they create their illusions to control us by creating events in the world that keep us in a place of fear, of questioning, of wondering what is going on. And guess what? We're getting another cabal-created fear event right now with this whole ISIS crisis. Now, I'm not going to go into extent in detail about this, but again, this comes back to the experience I've had in politics. Who's funding ISIS? Where are they getting the millions of dollars to be able to fund their operations? It's called the black ops operations that come out of here in the United States. They're funding both sides of this crisis because they need to create this another enemy, this another evil terrorist to keep us in fear so that they can control us. They use money to do that, and they've had that power supply of money to do that and to keep us in forms of slavery and not allowing us as the human race to wake up. But guess what, folks? Our world is changing. Now, in the workshop, I share this as well. There is literally a transition that is going on right now in the world. And this transition is about new light energy that is coming into the earth that is raising the frequency vibration of everything in our earth. What is that doing to us in the human race? We're waking up. It's like, oh, we're getting this dose of higher light vibrational energy, and it's beginning to wake us up is what it is doing. And that is what is taking place for us in the shift and the change that is developing in the world around us. So as that shift is changing, it is also beginning to change what is happening with the power of the cabal, because their darkness is beginning to fade away is what is developing, what is taking place there. That is why I absolutely believe that this RV, this huge new infusion of money coming into the earth, is a part of the timing of the shift and the change that we are going through. Now, most of us have believed that this RV is basically called a simple, you know, currency exchange. We go out and we buy this currency and we get this windfall investment and we become overnight millionaires. But if you come back to the question, who's paying for that? Then you have to really take a completely different look at everything that goes on. For a long time, as so many of us, I thought there would be an exchange that would take place either through the private groups that have been advertised, that have been displayed, that have been put together, and they're talked about, you know, by the different dinar gurus, or you would walk into a bank and just do a new currency exchange because basically the Iraqi dinar would increase in value. I've absolutely believed that's going to happen. I've always believed it will, and I still believe that, because it's never been a question of if Iraq is going to revalue their currency. It's only a matter of when and at what rate. It's always the issue, because it's common sense that Iraq needs to bring their currency back onto the open foreign exchange marketplace. If they want to be a viable country, if they want to improve their living conditions, if they want to come back to the status that they had 30 and 40 years ago of being a very strong, powerful country. Because believe it or not, the Iraqi dinar at that time, before the wars with Saddam Hussein, was probably the most powerful and strongest currency in the world, because their asset, Iraq is one of the most asset-rich countries in the world. They are loaded with valuable assets. So they need to revalue their currency. That is going to happen. And as I said, it's not a question of if, it's only a matter of what rate and when it's going to happen. Now, back in March, I had believed, along with so many of us, because of these bonds that were being cashed, it was being projected that the rate would be $3.71. Now, for the simplicity of here tonight, I'm going to round that at $3.50. Iraq used to have a dinar value of around $3.45-$3.47. And that was back in before the days of the first Gulf War, before Saddam Hussein basically took over, okay? So that was the situation that was there. That's what their currency used to be valued at. So it was not hard to see that it might come back to that. But here's what's happened in the last year. The buying and the printing of the dinar has so totally gotten out of control. And folks, I can tell you right now, I am personally aware of over 100 trillion dinar that is out there. And my sources tell me there's a whole lot more than that. Let's take that number, 100 trillion dinar at $3.50. We're not now talking about 350 trillion U.S. dollars to have this exchange. Folks, where's that money coming from? Do the math. Stop to think. Wake up. First of all, the United States government with the U.S. Treasury doesn't have that money because the U.S. government is bankrupt and it's broke. Secondly, banks don't have it. They have to go get it from somewhere else. So what are the other sources? Well, Iraq. Iraq doesn't have 350 trillion U.S. dollars. Remember, when there is a currency exchange, whether you go into a private exchange or whether you go into a bank to exchange your dinar for U.S. dollars, Iraq is buying that currency back from you. Now, it may be going through a bank, it may be going through a broker, but eventually Iraq is saying, we're going to buy back our currency, and we're going to pay you $3.50 for it, and we're going to come up with 350 trillion U.S. dollars. They don't have that kind of money, folks. I'm sorry. They don't have it. The total United States gross domestic product on an annual basis is only $17 trillion. So you're saying Iraq has 20 times the annual gross domestic product of the United States just to buy back the currency. They don't have that kind of money. They would have to go somewhere else to get it. Well, let's go back to what I said originally was the oil credit contracts in China. Yeah, that's very viable. That is very viable that China would do that, but China isn't going to buy $350 trillion worth of oil credits. They don't need that much oil. That would keep them in oil for the next 200 years. Now, that's a facetious statement. I'm saying that, but you get the point. So who's going to fund this? Who's going to pay for it? Point. That's the wake-up call we all need to ask ourselves. Who's going to pay for this if you want to go in and exchange your dinar? Well, I go back almost 3.5 years and had always felt the only place that this kind of money exists on this planet is with what is called the Dragon Family. Now, they're located, they're headquartered in China, but they are not comprised only of Chinese. The Dragon Family basically is a symbolic name that they used. They are a combination of royal bloodline families that they trace back a couple thousand years. They come out of Europe, the Middle East, and Asia from various countries all around the world, and they have been the trustees of these quadrillions of dollars worth of gold. If you do your research, you will find it. Now, I can go into more extensive detail on that, and I don't have time to do that tonight. But I have been saying that from the very beginning when I started my writings a year ago. The only place this money exists is with the Dragon Family. They are the only ones that who can fund this type of an RV situation. And this, again, is what I teach in my workshops. We are in a shift and a change of a historical proportion here in this world. We are going through a situation where the human race is beginning to wake up and the human race is ready to free themselves from millennia of financial slavery. And this is the first step of that process of us freeing ourselves. The family has been the trustees of all these funds to be released at the appropriate time. But there's a few things that the family communicates very directly. But before I do that, some of you are wondering, well, how did I come about this? For 3.5 years, I have always felt that. For about 10 months, I was saying they are the only place that can be the source of this money. Over 2 months ago, I was contacted by the family, and they said, we have been listening to every one of your radio programs. We have been reading every one of your newsletters for the last 7 months. We have been following you. We have been watching you. We would like to start some contact and communication with you. And that was how that started me with them. I have been talking with their representative. He goes by the ambassador. Now, some of you are wondering, why doesn't he give his name? It's real simple. It's called he would be dead if he did. This is a man who has bodyguards around him all the time. This is a man that cannot come on to Skype or on the Internet publicly. He can let his voice be made known, but he cannot show his picture. His life is in constant threat. More than once, they have attempted to kill him. There was once a time that he was in Russia. His bodyguards were overtaken. They attempted to kill him. He has the scars on his body from where he was knifed, where they attempted to kill him, and he was able to get by because he's a black belt. He has a black belt in karate. About a year ago, he had released funds from the family, moved it into new accounts to fund this RV. He was the one who was responsible for that. 3 days later, they attempted to kill him in a cyanide poisoning. And he still is having impacts on that in his body till today. He's still recovering from an attempted cyanide poisoning on him about a year ago. I asked him today, when I talked with him today, how are you doing? And he says, I am. I'm actually getting much better. I'm feeling improvement. I'm feeling a lot of change. And I'm feeling, you know, basically my health getting better almost every week. That is why he goes by the name the ambassador, and he cannot let his name be public. When he travels, he has to wait until he has to have a secure window because the cabal would do away with him and kill him in a heartbeat if they had the opportunity to do so. That's why. But he is also recognizing as the ambassador, his job is to be the spokesperson for the family. And the family is saying it's now time, it's time in history for them to start coming out into the open, to start telling their story, to start telling what it is they have, what is their responsibility. And we will begin to see that develop and open up. I am just one of those people who will be doing that. There will be others that will be doing that as well. But if you're in this RV and you want to cash in your dinar, your dong, and you want to become a millionaire, here's my opinion. They are the only ones that ultimately have the money that's going to fund this thing. But here's something that happened. Now, I've had the ambassador on my radio program twice in interviews. You can go back to my website, thesedonaconnection.com. You can go back to the archives, and you will see where I had interviewed him before, and you can listen to those programs where I interviewed him. When we were in the workshop, I do workshops where I put all of this together in a single day. And folks, yes, this is how I make my living, but I'm going to be really honest. Some of you criticize me and say, I'm out here just to make money on this. Folks, if I wanted to make money, I wouldn't be doing workshops because it barely pays my bills, okay? I've been very front, very up, very open, very honest, and I've told my story multiple times in past newsletters, past radio programs. It was about, eight years ago, I went through a huge financial crisis where I was in a real estate development project, and then the real estate market crashed, and I lost everything I had. I basically had to file bankruptcy. I lost my home in foreclosure. That's what woke me up. That's when I began to realize that there was a game that was being played out here by the money manipulators, the world's money manipulators, called the Cabal. Called the Cabal, the Illuminati. You can call them the Bilderberg Group, whatever. There's different names for them. We refer them to as the Cabal, the world's controllers of the world's money supply. And they want to keep us in a financial slavery. That's what woke me up. That's what's got me involved in this, is that situation that happened there. The ambassador has also shared he knows who most of them are, but they are not here to basically overpower them and shift things overnight. They let humanity make their own free will choices as we go through this process. Now, what he had done when we had our workshop in Tustin, California last Saturday, he came on with us live for over 1 hour in a Q&A. No, he was not physically present, but he was there in an internet connection with us. And he really opened up and shared a lot more information and data that he can't necessarily share with me when I'm one with him. Why? Because all of our phone calls, all of our Skype conversations, all of our emails, all of our texts, they're all monitored by the Cabal. If you've listened to this program for any period of time, you will know more than once my program has been hijacked. I have been taken off the air. They will take my radio programs, they will download them, they will edit them, take out stuff that they don't want you to hear, and reload that. I've had that happen. I've had huge transmission problems through Blog Talk Radio, but it was not Blog Talk. It was basically Cabal forces, they're hackers, because they don't want this message that is out there. Now, and here's what I'm going to say. Show me any other dinar guru who's been banned from major sites. Radio transmission programs are consistently hacked into, and certain things are said. Find others whose lives have been threatened as mine has been threatened. Why is that happening to me when most of the others don't even have any of those situations at all? It's because I think I'm in touch with the right people, and I'm saying the right stuff, and there are those powerful powers that be forces that don't want this message out there. They don't want you hearing what I have to say. Some of you have asked, why did the family choose me? I can tell you what they told me. They said, we followed you for 7 months. We have found out. We have checked into your bank records. We know. You want to really know who's making money off this? All you got to do is follow the money, folks. Follow the money. Follow the money. Follow the money. If you had access to most of the other dinar gurus' bank accounts, you would really see what it is they're making off of being involved in this. They told me, says, we have looked at your bank accounts, your bank records for the last 2 years. You're not in this for the money because you don't make hardly anything off this. You barely get by and you pay your bills. That's all that you do. And folks, because I've come to this point in my life, I don't have this what is called this drama attachment around money anymore. And they said, that was the first thing. We watched you for 7 months. We've looked at your bank records. We can get anybody's bank records at any time that we want, of course, because it's professional computer hackers who can do that. They know that. They know how to do that. You can't hide that stuff from people who really want to get to it. So we've looked at your bank records. We've checked you out in your background. We've interviewed people who used to know you, used to associate with. We've done our background and our research on you. They said, but there was one other thing they said that really stood out for you. He says, you're fearless. You are willing to stand up, to tell the truth, to tell it like it is, to not run and hide. You are the only one out there that uses your real name. You don't go by pseudonames and all the different dinar gurus. You use your real name. People can Google you and check you out who you are, all the good, all the bad. And you do videos so people can see who you really are, your real face, your real voice, your real comments. And there's no games that are being played here. And they said, that's why we came to you. You're good at communicating in what you do. You tell the truth. You stand up for who you are. You're not afraid to hide who you are. You don't hide behind a pseudoname. You don't put out a bunch of false information, and you're fearless. That's why we've come to you. And that's what they told me. And so this is the communication that I have with them. And I can tell you, I have spent hours and hours and hours and hours with this man, the ambassador, talking with him on Skype communication, on the phone, and through other means as well. And I'm not going to give you any more details about that. But here's what I can say. Folks, my 20 years in politics is where BS takes place all the time. Politics is where people try to pull stuff over you. Politics is where people will lie to you, manipulate with you, try to bribe you to get what they want. And after a while, your BS meter becomes pretty good. You become just in tune with, why is this person really here? What is it that they really want from me? What is it that they are really trying to say? And you learn how to filter through all that. Yes, there's a lot of them that were good and honest people, but you also learn to detect when it's stuff that it's not real. So I think I've got a pretty good BS meter about what's going on out here, because I spent 20 years of my life involved in the BS profession, in politics. And we know that's the BS profession. And I learned to detect a pretty good BS meter. Let me say one other thing. When I say that I'm a former senator, I like to say I'm a recovering senator, okay? A recovering senator. Now, with that, as I've communicated with this ambassador, I've come to the point of absolutely believing that he is everything who he says he was. Now, let's go back to the workshop on Saturday. He began to open up, and he says, what I have communicated in the last month is they have been very, very clear. Expect the unexpected. This RV is not going to unfold in the way that you think it is from what you are hearing from most of the dinar gurus. And there are a couple reasons for that. He said, first of all, if we released trillions of dollars out there into the world economy, it basically would explode the world economy. It would create a hyperinflation. Secondly, we are adamant that we will not release these funds to get into the hands of more cabal to continue to empower them to creating their wars and doing the things they do, and we're not going to allow this money to get into the hands of criminals and terrorists. And third, we are not going to release money to create a new super wealthy 1%. Do you know there will be, if people were able to cash in their dinar at $3.50, what used to be in the vicinity of a market rate, we would have probably somewhere between 3 to 5 million brand new millionaires. We would have probably scores of new billionaires. We would have people that would be more wealthy than Bill Gates by just exchanging their dinar. Folks, that's common sense. They're not going to do that. These funds are to be released for the betterment and the improvement of humanity. So they're going to release it in a controlled mechanism, in a controlled environment. And they're going to release it, yes, to people who have shown that they basically are not criminals, they're not cabals, they're not here to become a super wealthy 1%. They're not here for themselves where I want to get rich so I can be more powerful or more secure for me and better than somebody else. They are setting up a process to release the funds for projects, humanitarian aid projects that are going to help humanity on this planet. They have shifted from what happened about a year ago. In the workshop, the ambassador told us, on May 27th of last year, 2013, when he had shifted the funds, they were ready to fund the RV at that time. But what had happened is that there rose up a new step of cabal power, cabal influence, and they had to back off. And he has shared with us in the workshop, if there is any one thing that stops this more than anything else, it's the aggression of the cabal-controlled United States influences of creating war and creating conflicts in Iraq, in Ukraine, in Israel, and Gaza. All of those are cabal-funded conflicts. And he says that President Obama supposedly came on today and said this may go on for 3 years. Well, there is a different way for this to shift and change. We have seen what is called the rising of the BRICS alliance. And the family has said it was about a little over a month ago they released $6 trillion to various regions around the world. And they said they released this money out to see it, to test how are they going to use it and what are they going to do with it. The BRIC countries are cooperating. The United States is not. They are saying they want to create a new and a better world. They want to end the conflicts, end the misery, end the poverty, end the wars. But the cabal-controlled U.S. isn't playing game. Well, there is another way to basically stop the conflict if it's being funded by the cabal. It's basically you shut off the U.S. dollar. You basically fund gold-backed currencies in all the other countries all around the world except the United States, and overnight the United States basically is the lone ranger of having fiat currencies. But they don't necessarily want to do that because that then creates a massive economic crisis around the world. It affects everybody. And yes, the U.S. economy would collapse, the U.S. dollar would collapse, and there would be a lot of people that would be hurt by that. They could do that if they wanted to, but they're letting the story unfold. When we had the Q&A, I had come to the point. I asked the question. I said, Mr. Ambassador, all of us here are people who hold dinar and we hold dong. What can you tell us about what is unfolding? And he had said there was some huge changes in just the last week. And then he said, every one of you there are going to be millionaires. And in so many words, he is saying, be patient. We asked him what the rate is. Now, I know there's all kinds of different people out there that are quoting different rates. You can listen to what you want to. I'm not here to argue with them. I'm not here to prove anybody wrong. Everybody's responsible for their statements. People get to believe what they want to believe. This is what he told us. Expect it to come in around 80 cents. Now, why is that? Because for a long time, there has been a plan to be what is called a $1 for 1 dinar exchange. Take the current rate of the dinar, 11, it's right around this area. It may be just a little bit different. I haven't looked at it in the last couple of days. It's right around 1161 dinar per $1. Take the 1161, move 3 decimal points to the left, where that becomes 1.161. That translates to 86 cents on the dollar. And he says when the exchange takes place, there will be a slight drop in the U.S. dollar, and that's why it's going to come out at about 80 cents. It's going to settle for 1 dinar for $1. Those are the rates that you can expect to have. Now, private contracts can be different. Contracts can be funded with extra money to be put into projects. That's a different scenario. Then after we were done with the Q&A, he proceeded to show us pictures from his own personal cell phone. These are pictures that have never been out there on the Internet. He does not release them to be out there on the Internet. But what he showed us was rows upon rows of stacks of gold. And he says these are like equivalent to over football field sizes of these stacks of rows from the floor to about 5 foot high of gold bars. And there are multiple warehouses filled with this much gold. He proceeded to show us boxes upon boxes of his own personal dinar. He's told me how much he has. I don't feel at liberty to say that amount because it would blow you away and most of you wouldn't believe it. But he has a lot under his control, under his ability to disperse it. This is a man that doesn't care about money. Money doesn't mean anything to him. He sees himself as a steward, as someone who is to disperse it, as a trustee. It's not in it about personally for money because he doesn't need personal money. He showed us pictures of $1 million U.S. gold coins, 1 million British pound gold coins, the old 1920 and 30 series $1 million U.S. currency bill, showed us pictures of 500 British pounds currency bills. All of these are currencies and golds that he has under his stewardship, under his trusteeship. We were blown away. What else can we say? We were just blown away by what we saw. And it's one of those things that you realize, this guy's either telling the truth or he is the absolute biggest fabricator and liar that we had ever been around. We were stunned about what he said, what had happened. Now, he went on and proceeded to say, remember, expect the unexpected. This is not going to happen as you think. And he has, in his conversations with me, shared that this is going to come out in a controlled manner, in a controlled environment. Now, there were a couple of people at the workshop that I had invited to basically come on the program and to basically share their testimony. One of them ended up having a work conflict, and then the other lady said she wasn't quite sure whether or not she was going to be able to make it because she was having to work late. That came in late today. And she has just recently sent me a text message saying that she was going to be available to come on. So, Susie, I'm giving you a call. So if you're hearing that phone ring, Susie, it's I'm about ready to bring you on the air. Hey, Susie, this is
Hello?
Dave. You're on the air, my dear. Are you there? Can you hear me? Hello, Susie.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Susie, are you there? I heard you.
Okay, if there's someone there, I can't hear you.
Okay.
There's no sound coming from you, although I see the
there
sound.
There is no sound coming from me, but I can hear you. Let me see. Charla, would you please call Susie and basically call her back and bring her up and so that we can basically bring her on the air. Because I'm going to have a couple people that were at the workshop in Tustin, and they're just going to go ahead and share their story. So what I'm going to do first, I'm going to go to somebody else. And, Charla, you should have seen Susie's phone number there. And if you didn't see that, come on in here, and then I'll give it to you because it's here on my phone. But I'm going to have you try to bring her up in a different manner. But before then, I'm going to go to another gentleman who was there at the workshop. His name, he goes by, it's not even letting me bring it in now. He goes by DJ, and hold on there just a second. DJ, you're here on the air with Dave. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, hold on just a second. Okay,
sure.
Charlotte, it's the top number right there. We're going to try to bring Susie on as well. But, hey, now I know you, at the workshop you went by Dennis, so you're going by Dennis or DJ? Is it DJ? Is that how you want me to address you tonight?
DJ is what I go by. That's my nickname. But you can call me either one. It doesn't matter.
We'll go by DJ. Well, hey, again, thanks again coming to the workshop on Saturday. Now, had you been to the previous one that we had in June, or was this your first one?
This was my first one.
Okay. you know what? You've heard what I've been talking about, what I've been saying. Why don't you just share with us in your own words, what is it that you experienced? What is it that you, what took place? How did you enjoy it? And especially, you know, the time of the, when we had the ambassador there, what did that mean to you? What did it do for you? Why don't you just go ahead and...
Yeah. Oh, Dave, everything you talked about, first of all, everything you talked about is the truth. So nothing you said was misinfo, disinfo, lies. Everything was truthful, and I saw it with my own eyes.
Go ahead.
Before,
keep going. Charlotte is trying
to
ring.
Before I go on about the workshop and stuff, I want to make one comment. When I got there, I was meeting Charlotte for the first time, and my debit card wasn't worked. So we sit there and played with it, and it wouldn't work. And I said, well, let me go to the time machine. And she said, no. You can pay us tomorrow. Now, how many people would go to a workshop and they would want their money, of course, because you're paying for a service that you're getting? And she said, no, we trust you. And Dave, through the whole thing, you guys were so genuine, down-to-earth people, and it was just amazing to meet people like you that isn't about the money. And like he said, it really isn't. They really want to help people, and Dave has his mission, and he knows what he's doing. So that was awesome. I just wanted to point that out because that was so – I was taken in by that. I went home, and I thought, well, that is – these people are awesome to not want that money right away. I mean, there was an ATM maybe, what, 10 yards away from me, and Charlotte said, no, you can pay tomorrow. So I just want to put a plug in for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. People believe what they want to believe. They read into things that they want to read into. People are going to criticize. That's just the way it is. But I believe that I'm here on a divine assignment to do this, and that money is secondary to me. I've come to that point in my life where I've let go of my egoic attachments around money. Money's just there. I don't worry about it. I always have enough, and it will always be there in whatever form it's supposed to be. And it's so nice to be at that point in your life when you're there, when you're free of all that egoic attachments around money. But I really appreciate that, DJ. Thank you. So, but go ahead.
That is from the bottom of my heart. But the energy, first of all, was so great because when you get a lot of like-minded people, it is so comfortable and relaxed, and there was so much joy. And, you know, what the master said, just, you know, what you said about the ambassador, all these pictures, and then seeing pictures of himself. Because I was wondering in the back of my mind, well, who is this guy? Is he for real? Because I had heard him from another gentleman that you brought in. I brought in on Rand. I think his name was Ron Van Syke or Van Dyke. And, I had heard him speak on his videos, and I was always wondering, what is this guy? Who is he really? And then when he came on and he verified who he was, we saw the pictures of him and the Red Dragon. That even solidified it even more. I mean, because, you know, in this Dinar land, like with all the different gurus, everybody's hiding behind something, you know. And for them to come forward and in the position that he's in where his life is threatened on a daily basis, I don't know what that's like to live like that. So that was pretty
impressive. Well, he has to, everywhere he goes, he has to have bodyguards. And when he flies from his home to China, he can't, you know, of course the family can have a private jet, but he can't fly on that because you have to file a flight plan. They would know exactly where he is at any time if they wanted to take him down.
Mm-hmm.
He can't just pick any old, you know, commercial airline at any time because they can monitor the names, you know, and they can find out when he's on a flight. So the reality is he's a person who has multiple passports under pseudo names, and he has to find what is called a secure window for him to travel, and because he's under constant threat. And that's, but he understands, and he says, you know, I know my, this is what I'm supposed to do. And he says, I'm not afraid to die. I have no fear of dying. That's not the issue. If there was anything that would be a regret for me, is that I don't get to fulfill my life mission of helping humanity come out of this financial slavery. And that's my job. That's what I'm here to do. And they said, that would be my only regret if I died too soon, because I have a job to do. And, you know, and it was interesting, DJ, is because, see, I had never seen a picture of him either. And in the back, I mean, all these 2 months I'd been communicating with him 3 and 4 times a week, and I'm thinking, who is this phantom man? You know? But it's because, see, when we communicate, in what other form, it's always being recorded and traced by the cabal. So that's why he has to be very, very careful, even in his communications with me. But supposedly, he says, in the workshop setting, we used a different form of communication, and it was much more secure, and that's why he was able to open up and say a lot more and show pictures that he had never done before. And now for everybody that is listening, I want you to know, I spent about an hour and a half conversing with the ambassador again today, and he asked about how the people enjoyed that. And DJ, you've already expressed it. I just said they were overwhelmed. They absolutely yes. loved it, and they were very, very thankful. And he says, good, because I want to do that again. So unless there is a conflict in his schedule, he is going to continue to do this. We at all the workshops, we will have basically a live Q&A with him, and he will share pictures and tell us the latest of what's going on. And he can share more in that setting that he can't share with what would end up on the Internet.
Dave, just that 1 hour with the ambassador, I don't know if he's listening tonight or anybody from the Dragon family, just want to say hi. You know, I don't know if I can bring this up. When he talked about the Queen of England, did I bring that up or not?
Yeah, go ahead. You can share anything. Anything he shared with us can be shared. Okay.
Well, he said that when they need money, the Queen of England calls him. And
yes.
I mean, you talk about going down the rabbit hole. I mean, when he said that 95% of the money in the world is controlled by the Dragon family, and they helped start off the Rothschilds, and I was taken back by that statement. And I like, wow, and the only 5% that they don't control is the, you know, the black ops, the money laundering and stuff like that. So, like you said, who's going to pay for this? I mean, I can't see anybody else paying for it other than the Dragon family. And seeing those pictures of the gold, it was overwhelming. Just the hour with the ambassador was worth the price of the seminar. I mean, even if you wouldn't have said anything, Dave, and put that recording on and talked with them, it would have been worth it because of the information and the truth. That it resonated with me.
Yeah.
Not to say that your seminar isn't worth the whole 8 hours, but it is. But it was just the hour with him makes it more realistic and believable. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And I got home, and it took me a day to integrate all this stuff because, you know, a lot of this stuff is like we didn't know. It's all like newness, you know, awareness that you've never heard before. And it's been like you've talked about the illusion that we've been – you know, the cabal puts in front of us and breaking through the illusion and thinking, wow, is this real? You know, I mean, you know, the first time you hear it, it's hard to believe. But the more you think about it, you really analyze it, you look through all the, you know, I've been in it 4.5 years. I've listened to different gurus. And as you raise your consciousness, you realize the truth is going to come out and you're going to resonate depending on where you are. So when I got into this, I was told that, you know, I'm going to get paid within a week. 4.5 years ago, and that, you know, and you know, the ego part, of course, wants the millions of dollars, but I realize now that I'm glad it didn't happen back then because the money, how I would have used it, I wouldn't have been responsible as much as I am now because I've grown so much just in 4.5 years to the process. So,
you know, DJ, when he first shared with me that the family controls 95% of all the money on the planet, it stunned me. And
yeah.
I, at first, huh, now wait a minute, how can this be? And I asked him, I said, well, help me understand that because this is new to me, and that's how I asked the question. And he said, well, you have to go back hundreds of years and thousands of years. The family has been collecting all this gold for thousands of years. And it was only really in the last 200 to 250 years that central banking and banks and money as the predominantly form of barter established. So where did all in the last 250 years, where did they all get their money?
Mm-hmm.
They always had to come to the family, and they borrow from the family, and the gold is the collateral that backs it up.
Yeah.
And what really stunned me when I asked him, this is about, well, the Rothschilds, these are the evil of the world. They are the epitome of the cabal. And he says, the Rothschild is in debt to the family, and we can call their debt anytime we want to. How do you think they got started? They came up to us. You know, and that just blows you away because you realize it's so different than what we've been taught, the illusion of what we've been taught.
Exactly. It was humbling.
Here's a key thing. You know, and when you think of that, you would think, well, why don't you step in and stop all these wars and this corruption and this evil? And I realize, see, they operate with this money almost like how angels operate with us. Angels don't step in and violate our free will. They let us make our decisions, do what we're going to do, make our dumb mistakes, go through what we're going to go through. But they will step in if an event is going to happen that is going to disrupt what is called our life purpose plan. You're going to get into a car wreck and die, and it's not your time to die because you still have some life mission purpose to go through. They will step in and stop the death. We hear those stories all the time of people being miraculously rescued from an accident where they were supposed to die, and they don't. I've had one of those in my life. Personally. Well, that's how with the cabal, because when they see, the family, when they see themselves as trustees with all this gold, that's how they operate. They're going to let people do their stupid things with money. Control, power, manipulation, wars, and killing, because they realize the human race needs to go what it needs to go through to wake up and raise their consciousness on their own. We as the human race are the ones that need to consciously raise ourselves out of our financial slavery. And when we are ready for that, they will begin to step in and fund the shift and the change. And now is the time that that is starting to happen. Now is the time. This is the time. This is the year that they're ready to do that. Well, people say, well, why aren't they releasing money? And I was talking with him today, and he says, we've been releasing money for decades. For decades we've been releasing money. You guys just don't see it because the cabal who controls the media won't let you see it. They don't want you to know that we exist. And we have quietly lived behind this wall in China for thousands of years, but yet we're not intimidated by anything that they do or what they have to say. But this is the time, and I think, DJ, and I think that's what was one of the central themes of the message in the workshop. This is the time for the human race to wake up and move into a new era of life.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, something that made a real impression on me is because a lot of people that I know, I'm in a private group, whether it's legitimate or not, it doesn't really matter, but is it okay if I say what percentage he said he was going to give that the humanitarians would have to give if they get funded projects?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he said 70%, which blew me away. I talked to a good friend of mine who's been in this for 10 years, and I said, I didn't tell him the percentage, but I told him, you know, he asked me how much it was, and I said it was more than 50, and he was blown away. And he said to me, he goes, you know what, I can handle that, but how many people would know that if I got the contract rate, 70% of that money would have to go to him? And it wouldn't bother me, but, I mean, most people would freak out.
Well, you see, some of the dinar gurus have been talking about, you know, there's exchanges taking place out there at $15 and $20. And you know what? Those have happened. But what they have been are those are exchanges that are funding private humanitarian aid projects. And what the gurus don't tell you, that is not the money that's coming to them personally.
Right.
What they get to do, they get to keep somewhere in the range of $2 to $3 per dinar for themselves, but the rest goes for humanitarian aid projects. The ambassador has shared with me, when we fund a project, the project person who is running the project always gets to keep some of the money for themselves, and they will do well, they will be well taken care of, but the majority of it goes to funding projects. Well, the vast majority of the people who are basically on my newsletter list, they already want to do that, so it's no big thing for the vast majority of the people. You see, so right now there's a project out there that's going to be funded at $10. That's what's in the contract, the one that I'm aware of. Now, a couple of dollars of that are administrative, but the people are supposed to be receiving what is called 6+. Well, what they don't know is you don't get to keep all of that. You may think you do, but if the money's coming from the family, you don't get to keep all of that, so don't plan on it. Now, they may think they can get money through the China oil credit contracts, and I think, fine, you just might. But remember, that money only goes so far. oil credit contracts go to countries first, whales, big, big, huge money people second, tier one people first, and then you get down to the other private contract projects. And you think after you're fourth in line, do you think there's still going to be money left for you? Might be.
I don't think so. I don't
might
believe
be.
I don't,
I'm not,
I would be surprised
not,
if there's
yeah.
state. I don't.
I would be surprised too. And that's what most of the dinar gurus are basically are saying. They think it's going to be there for them. Well, I come back to this. Who's paying for it? Who's paying for it?
Yeah.
Where's it coming from? If it's coming from the family, it's not going to happen that way for you. Okay, if it's coming directly from Iraq because Iraq is responsible for funding their own RV, possibly, through oil credit contracts, could be. Yeah. What else would you like to share?
Okay, well, when he first got on, you know, I kind of almost broke down. I had to catch myself because when he talked, the first thing he talked about vision, you know, building a better world for everybody. And the basic thing about humanity, and it's resonated with me so much, is that, you know, they want to free people from financial tyranny. And the major thing is the ignorance. You know, we've been taught the illusion that
yeah.
this is how money works, and we've been lied to. And that, I mean, you can just feel the rest. You can just feel that the truth coming from him. I don't know why. It's just there. I mean, you know, I just felt this guy is for real. I mean, I don't know why. I just feel it. You know, I've never met the guy personally. I saw his picture, but he just resonates with me. I mean, this solidifies this. After hearing him several times before, being at that seminar solidified my belief now. So anybody thinking about going to the seminar, I mean, just hearing the ambassador and seeing what we saw will just increase your belief, you know, so much more. So
good. Well, DJ, I'm going to go ahead and let you go unless you got something that you want to wrap up with, because I've got another lady who was at the workshop that I want to bring on, and then I want to get to other callers.
Last statement, I've been in this 4.5 years. I've listened to different gurus. I've listened to misinfo, disinfo, lies, outright lies. And all I'm saying is just open your mind, be open, open your eyes, and open your heart, and everything will work out for you. So that's all I want
Great.
To say.
Thank you,
okay.
DJ. Really appreciate it. Okay, all right, thanks a lot. Okay, I'm going to now go to the original lady that I tried to call. Susie, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Dave.
Oh, good for you. Hey, how'd your work go today? Because I know you were really busy and that you were going to have some problems, you know, making it through. So,
is definitely overtime today, and it went very well, and thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I'm really thrilled to be able to come on at the tail end here because, you know, after last Saturday, it has been a journey of profound gratitude to listen to the ambassador and know that he has sensitivity for what is happening, you know, on the front lines, at the ground level, ordinary people, you know, struggling with things, you know, like home foreclosures, you know, like, you know, lack of resources to, you know, pay utilities and so forth. To know that it's not about a big money, a big payday, it's about clean air, it's about, you know, healthy water to drink, it's about, you know, nutritious food. It's about, you know, caring for our children, our grandchildren. It's
about changing our world.
It was,
isn't it?
Yeah. And to have a sincere and authentic, that wasn't prepared speech, because this was all candid, off the cuff. You know, no, prepping for questions or prepared answers or anything. It was from the heart. And at the end of the day, you know, I feel that that is going to be the thing that ties us all together across this entire globe, is, you know, the ability to have a life absent of suffering. And it comes to survival and, you know, all of the things that our discordant energies and pull us away from our center, you know, artist thinks that that 5% of money that is in malevolent hands, although to just pull the rug out from under them, would plunge the masses of unaware people into panic and chaos and fear and really make life very difficult. You know, it's like screaming fire in a theater or a soccer stadium, you know? And
yeah.
That was the first time that that really came home for me, because I have been the one that, like, you know, just end the suffering, just, you know, pull the plug.
We look at this RV and we have a tendency to think, how is it going to affect me in the world that I want to personally change? And we have a tendency to only view it from that perspective and not think how it's going to affect the other 7 billion people on the planet. And the family looks at it from that angle. How is this going to affect the 7 billion people on the planet? That's how they
True.
Look at it.
True, but, yeah. You know, he did say that they're keenly aware that not everybody who is drunk on their power is going to come along and play nice. And they have
yes.
options. And when I was
right.
raising my children and it was bedtime, I would say, okay, you can go to bed a nice way with a story and a this and a that, or you can go to bed the ugly way and that's, you know, you're in the room, I close the door, lights out. You know, and that's kind
yeah.
of the way they're taking it. It was like trying to bring them along, you know, not kicking and screaming, but saying it's going to be a benefit to you and a benefit to everyone. And then that insecurity and that fear that there's not going to be enough, that you're going to be plunged into scarcity, or you're going to experience the same thing that you have caused to be done to those who you, you know, pressing, you know, we're not going to allow that to happen. You know, and really that's what we want. We want balance. We want to return to center. You know, I for one, you know, don't want to become the new oppressor. You know, I don't want
mm-hmm.
like a coup, a takeover. And when, you know, he says that, you know, the ambassador says that, you know, we don't want anyone to have the ability to force their agenda on another. That's meaningful to me.
Yes.
Because we don't need
the
a new
aggression.
Elite.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. He said the aggression of the human aggression of groups of people aggressing themselves onto others, that has to stop. And that's the real low vibration energy that is out there that we talk about. And he said that's what they're really moving toward. And you said also that if the ambassador himself has a personal mission, it's about the war, what he calls the war on ignorance, waking people up to the truth, waking the people up to what your world is really like and what's really going on. And the family has plans for that. They have a 100-year plan on waking up humanity and telling them the truth and funding all the media means to do that. One of the things that I can share is that they're planning on making some movies that are very similar to what was like the Da Vinci Code, but it tells the truth of what really is going on out there, and some other things. I don't want to go into too much depth about
well,
that,
well,
but they do have a plan.
I get feeling that, you know, they're also, you know, closing ranks around those truth tellers, you know, like Edward Snowden and, like, you know, this new person that's come out about the Center for Disease Control, and they are allowing that to come to the surface. You know, and that's slowly waking people up. They're asking questions, you know, they're seeing, you know, what they don't like and what they can do about it instead of like, it's hopeless, I have no vote, I have no choice and everything. And that's what it really is. It's accountability and it's fearlessness. You know, it's
yeah.
coming forward and saying, you know, this is my life, this is my family, this is my home, and I'm going to step forward. And the more of us that step forward together, united, you know, then that's something that can have resources given to it to make it grow stronger.
Yeah. Susie, you were one of the few who had attended the Southern California workshop I had back in June, and now you came for a second time. What was the difference that you saw there, and how would you explain that to people?
the first one, you know, was kind of an overview. And I kind of, you know, when I first, you know, starting looking at, you know, the foreign currency and everything, I really didn't know anything about it. I thought, you know, it's kind of like, what are the odds that this could be something? I don't know, but I just had a feeling that, you know, for the small amount of investment, it wouldn't hurt to, you know, just check it out. I mean, when my grandfather died, I was took care of the trust for my grandmother. And so I was dealing with stockbrokers and different investments and everything and reading and everything. And I had heard about currency exchange. I had never tried it before. And so I was going because I really wanted to understand the background and the history and, you know, what the potential was and what the, you know, opposite side of the coin was. And it was a real good foundation of that and where to look and you know, to review the historical, you know, how it got this way and, you know, like what happened with the Kuwaiti dinar, you know, after the war. And I actually have a nephew who was one of those persons that, you know, was in that conflict and was, oh, look, surprised. You know, I just, you know, kept these as souvenirs and, wow, now there were something, you know, that kind of thing. So I knew it was real, but I didn't really understand the mechanics of it. So that left me like, okay, so now I'm following different things in, you know, June, July, August, you know. I was like, okay, so now I feel like I have a better depth of understanding. And then I'm looking at all of, you know, the different, hype going on. And, you know, I it can't be happening every Tuesday, you know. It's just
right.
Not working.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
I always felt like there's a plan. I just don't know what it is. I you know, in any given situation, you know, there's you know, the stampede into one direction, and then there's the, you know, slow, we're going to take it one step at a time, you know, and if something isn't going right, then we're going to hold or we're going to pause and we're going to go to plan B. And that is exactly, you know, why I wanted to come to the second one, because I wanted an expansion of what I'd already learned. And
yeah.
In fact, that is exactly what it delivered. You know, the ambassador talked about things that had done in the past and the creation of the BRICS nations and, you know, what each of those letters in that name BRICS represents, you know, and how they came to that moment when, you know, the BRICS is actually doing things. They're creating trade agreements and they're creating the central bank and they're giving us an alternative. And isn't that what we've always wanted? We wanted
Absolutely.
A choice.
Yeah,
and
right.
And so, you know, we have some countries and some, you know, governments that are digging their heels in and saying, we aren't going to come aboard and we are going to be, you know, the other choice. Fine. In the end, it is the majority of humanity that will make the decision and that will be irreversible.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know, when we determine that this was done in the past and we're not going to permit it anymore, it's done.
Yeah. Well, Susie, here's what I want to do. I think what I would like you to do is maybe just kind of give some wrapping up statements, because I got a bunch of other people I want to get onto
okay.
tonight as well. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing what it meant to you, and especially how you were one of the few who had been to the previous one and how this one was different and just kind of, I guess you could say it went beyond your expectations, especially with the ambassador being there. So what would you like to share with some of the people and some closing
the
comments?
The thing I want to say are very clear, and that is this workshop pays for itself. You know, I am not in a situation where I have abundance of financial resources, but absolutely in a very tangible and meaningful way, you know, you are going to get, you know, an understanding and a depth and breadth of knowingness is the best way I can describe it, and you will not leave empty-handed. Go ahead and make the effort, you know, set aside, you know, other things and go. And from my own experience, I promise you that you're going to come away edified in a very meaningful way.
Good. Thank you, Susie. Always very, very well appreciated, and I'm glad, and it went well for you, and I appreciate all your comments, okay?
All right. Blessings
Great.
On
thanks.
Your day.
Have a wonderful evening. Okay,
all
thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, good night. Okay, folks, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start now just going down the list and going through all the regular callers that had come in. We have about a half hour left. So what I want to do is let's try to keep each person to no more than 3 to 4 minutes so we can make sure that we get through everybody tonight. So we won't have time tonight to go into extensive discussion. Most of it would just be to basically make your quick comment or what are your questions, and so we can try to get through everybody tonight. So first person I'm going to is a guy by the name of Terry in North Carolina. Terry, you're on the air. What can I help you with here tonight?
Good evening, Dave. Yeah, I just wonder if you could go back and rehash a little bit about the conversation you had with a gentleman who was there at the workshop. Y'all was talking about percentages.
Okay, here's what the ambassador has told us.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, and again, some of this is subject to change, in the dinar, in a public rate, it's going to appear to come out at about 80 cents.
Mm-hmm.
There are private projects that are out there that will be funded along with the conjunctions of their contracts. But they need to understand that if they're in the high dollar amount, 70% of that has to go to funding projects. It's not something they get to keep themselves. That is if it's money that's coming from the family. And so I don't care if it's a public exchange or a private exchange. Somebody has to fund this. Somebody has to pay for this. And ultimately, they are always the only ones that have that kind of money. Iraq is responsible for its own private for its own revaluing of its own currency, but Iraq only has so much money to buy back their currency. There are going to be shifts and changes. He did say that Iraq is in the process of printing up new lower denomination currencies that they will be releasing after the RV, but the current ones will be able to be exchanged. But don't expect the exchange to be like you can just simply walk into a bank and exchange it. They're not going to do that. They're going to do it in a controlled mechanism, which means there's some people that they're just going to say, no, we're not going to do it for you because you're basically cabal elements, criminal elements, and stuff like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So, if I'm understanding correctly, with a public exchange, you have to have a project with that?
Well, no, not necessarily. Now, there's still a lot of that that's still – none of that is etched in stone, and there's still a lot of it that is still going to undevelop. They haven't established what I call the ground rules to do that. I can only share what he has shared. The nuts and the bolts of how it's going to get carried out, that hasn't been released yet, so we don't know.
Any rates for the dong was him?
Didn't get anything. We didn't get into that, so, and I don't want to speculate on anything because I would just be speculating, so I don't know.
Okay. All right.
But
what
there
about
was
time
a comment.
Frame?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go
and
ahead.
There was a comment that he shared with me about 3 or 4 weeks ago that the dong is in probably better shape than the dinar. And that's all he said. I don't want to read anything into that other than that's what he said. So don't go reading stuff into that, you know, taking it beyond. That's just what he said, and I didn't get into details about that with him. So.
Okay. In any time frame?
He said no specific time frame, but the one comment he did make was, "In within 6 months, we're going to be having a completely different world." That is what he said.
Okay.
So some of it could happen. It's going to come out, and my impression is it's going to come out in steps, small steps, and things are going to begin to open up as we see that to happen. But he did make the comment, within about 6 months, we're going to be seeing a different world.
Okay. Thank you,
Dave. That was the only time frame he gave, okay? Okay, anything else?
Appreciate it. That'd be all.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Okay, have a good evening. Okay. All right. Okay, now I'm going to go on to a gentleman by the name of a guy from Tampa. Guy, you're on the air, and what can I help you with?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listening to you tonight, You know, this whole thing has changed over the last couple of months, of course, with the Dragon family coming in, and I'm getting a better understanding of, you know, what they're doing behind the scenes. And it appears it's just to keep the money out of the hands of the cabal and try to get it into the hands of good, honest, hardworking people to make us a better place to live in.
Yes.
But the thing that blows me away, I've heard we've got 5 to 20 million people just in the United States alone they're going to be cashing in, and Lord
mm-hmm.
knows how many others around the world. So that's a huge process. I mean, that sounds like it's going to be really time-consuming. I mean, how are they going to be able to control something that large? Did you have any thoughts on that?
I don't have all the details. It could be that you can take a minimal amount into the bank, and they will always just do that for you at a bank. They may say that they're going to, you know, and it's not, then the larger ones is what they're going to have to make people almost go through similar what is going through in the PIF project. You're going to have to fill out some paperwork. You're going to have to
mm-hmm.
release your stuff. They may want to do a criminal background check on you. And
okay.
that you will set up basically private exchanges, you know, in certain private centers. See, the vast majority of these 5 to 10 million people that have dinar, they don't have a lot. And they just went out and got a little bit, and they're not following, you know, the blog sites like you and I are, and they're not listening to radio programs like me, and they're not reading dinar recaps or anybody else, you know. The vast
gotcha.
Majority of these people have no idea what's going on around them, and they'll hear it secondhand after it's already taken place, and, you know, the news will come out about how to do it. I don't know those details, though. So.
Well, you mentioned PIFs. Exchange program. Do you
yeah.
still endorse that? I haven't heard you talk about that in a while.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I mean, Mark Merzman is a good man and an honest man. There are things that are going on far above him that he doesn't have any control over.
Uh-huh.
I have had to back off publicly for legal reasons to not be associated with him legally. Mark and I are still friends, and we still periodically talk. Okay. That is a private contract. And so I better just leave it at that, because I have to be careful about what I say about that for the sake of everybody that's involved. Everything is in good shape. Mark Merzman is a good man. You can trust Mark. He's not going to steal from you. He's not going to misuse the information that you've given him. Okay?
Okay. Another question about the Dragon family then.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they're going to be paying the bill on what's going on with the dinar. Is that true with all the currencies? I mean, are they backing the exchanges on the dong and the zim and anything else that's going to be going if this GCR happens?
I don't know who else has the money to do it. That's the best way I can answer it. I mean, does Vietnam have that much money? Does Zimbabwe have that much money? Does Indonesia have that much money? No, they don't have that. You
mm-hmm.
see, now, and he did say that, yes, they would be behind in funding a global currency reset. That's a totally different picture than the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar, the global currency reset. So in some ways and forms and means, I would say yes, you see. And there isn't anywhere near as many people that have dinar, let alone who even knows what the Zimbabwe or the Indonesian rupiah are. About the only people who know that are the people, you know, you could probably say 100,000 people who read the blog sites. Beyond that, hardly anybody knows about that kind of currency. See, so they don't have that much to revalue. Those countries don't.
Okay.
Where there's millions upon millions of dinar.
All right, Dave.
I'm going to be
attending your workshop next. Was it a week from Saturday in Orlando?
Yep.
I believe. I've got
Good.
A question
Thank
about
you.
That. I believe
uh-huh.
you. A couple can go for $79 a piece. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Does that have to be a husband and wife, or can I take my son at that
Oh,
rate?
No. It's basically just multiple. I should almost put multiple versus couple. Maybe couple isn't a good way to define it. It can be groups. It's basically if there's more than one of you coming, I'm giving you a discount for more than one.
Okay.
If you're coming together.
Great.
That's all it is. Yeah.
Okay. One final question. I'm going to let you go and get on to the next caller.
Okay.
If you were brand new getting into this, would you go after dinar or would you go after dong?
I'd do both.
You do both, okay.
I do both.
Okay.
The dong supposedly is going to be a better return on the dollar. The dinar is, we have more information on that. And the reason I would do both is because you can get a million dong for about $55 at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cheap. And that's worth the risk.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a potential speculative investment. That's a really, just look at it from a pure speculative investment. Spend $53 and you could potentially get scores of thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Right. Gotcha.
So that's why I'd still, that's why I'd do both.
Okay.
And that's
right.
What I've
well,
done.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks Alrighty. For taking my call, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guy. Okay. Okay. I am going on to the next caller. I'll see if we can still get there. Hector, this is Dave. You're on the air with me. Are you there? I said something that looked like your call dropped.
Yes. How you doing?
Hi, Hector. Okay. You're Hector from New York. You're on the air. What can I help you with?
How you doing, Dave? My question
Good.
Is I went to the bank to try to get some more dinars for my nephews, and they wanted to get in on this, but the bank that I normally went to in the past, they said that they don't sell them or they don't even buy them back anymore. I would like to get your
they
insight
never have.
On that.
They never have. Well, I should say for about 30 years they haven't. Because, see, the dinar, you cannot buy or sell dinar at banks because the dinar is not a currency that is tradable on the open foreign exchange market. So you
mm-hmm.
can't buy it or sell it at a bank until it revalues and comes onto the open foreign exchange market. You have to get dinar through brokers.
Okay.
That's the only way that you can get place. You can get them through brokers. You can buy it on eBay. You can buy it on Amazon.com and places like that. But you need to purchase it basically through a broker or through the internet. Banks don't buy and sell dinar, and they won't be until it revalues.
Okay, that sounds
okay.
good. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay.
Have
thanks. Have a good evening. Okay. Right. Good night. Okay, I am now going to a lady by the name of Mary, and she is from Denver. Mary, you are on the air. What can I help you with?
Yes, I wanted to know, during the time that you've been speaking with the ambassador, have you ever mentioned the historical gold-backed bonds, the old
yes,
ones
he
back
did.
In like 1913?
Yes, he did. And let me, if I think I understand where you're coming from, Mary, let me be very clear. There is one of the blog writers out there that says he is in touch with the family and the historical bonds. I want to be very clear. That person is not in touch with the ambassador that I communicate with and the Red Dragon that I communicate with. The ambassador will back me up on that firmly. He is in touch with another level of the family that does not have the full authority of all of that gold. He talks about the historical bonds. Those historical bonds were part of when there was the exchange through some of the gold that came out of China in the 1930s with the Federal Reserve. I know two people, I should say three people personally, who have bonds in their possession. One guy has had him since 1997. He has been hassled by the CIA, the FBI, and others who have hassled him, harassed him, have followed him, and have tried to get those bonds from him. And it was and I think the ambassador said this. In fact, at the workshop or my previous time that I talked with him, and he says the family is not going to fund those historical bonds. Don't expect to get anything out of them. They were put out there basically as a form of a way to entrap people. And as a ruse, he says, we don't need those bonds. And he says, this is what he told me in a previous conversation about a month and a half ago. There are always people who are trying to cash in those bonds. There is only one person who was able to cash in those bonds, and he was dead 3 days later.
Wow.
There are cabal elements out there that will not allow those bonds to be cashed. They do not want the world to know that they exist. And the ambassador says, we're not funding those bonds. Does that help?
Wow. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. It's kind of sad in a way, but it helps a lot.
Well, because there's people out there that they got those bonds through illegal means. I'm not saying all of them did, or that it's been producing this, what I call, again, an illusion of what is out there. And there are some people that are saying that they think that they're going to get those bonds. And if you notice, they've been saying that for months and years, and nothing has ever happened. And I'm not going to say anything more than that. Okay. And I'm telling you what he has told me, and I'll let it settle at that. So.
Okay. All right, Dave, that's the only question I had, and thank you so very much.
Well, thank you, Mary. Okay, great. Have a wonderful evening. Okay, now let's see. I think, yes, I can still go on to one more lady, and her name is Beth, and she is from Palm Desert. Beth, you are on the air. What can I help you with? But first of all, I think you guys had a huge torrential downpour over there a couple days ago, didn't you?
Yeah. First of all, it is an absolute pleasure, and I am so grateful that I found you. God is good.
You know, what was interesting is Charlotte and I drove back from, Tustin to Sedona, and we went through there, and I guess we just missed it. I guess that torrential downpour was just only hours after us driving through there.
Well, it's so bizarre. I live in Palm Desert. I'm about 40 miles west, I think, of Palm Springs, where the rain hit, and I got no rain where I live, so it was kind of bizarre.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it just focused on just Palm Springs. I guess they needed a cleansing or something. But
well, it's funny because, people asked me if I was okay and safe from the flooding. Well, the flooding was in Phoenix, and I live in Sedona, 2 hours north, 120 miles north, and 3,000 feet higher in elevation. We didn't even get it. So it was the flooding was in Phoenix, not in Sedona. So, yeah.
Well,
okay,
I'm very new.
What can I help you with?
Well, I'm a newbie, and I am accruing information like crazy. I'm very excited. I have no idea what God's for me and all this is. Surely it's something. I didn't just hear about this for no reason. However, I am concerned about the process due to the other sites and call conferences that I've been doing, and now I hear what you're saying, and it makes a lot more sense. And so, I didn't hear anything the ambassador had to say. I don't know. I don't want you to have to reiterate all that. But I just kind of wondered, some of these groups are like, oh, you're going to go to an off-site exchange center, call the 1-800 number, make your appointment, telling people what to do. And now I'm like, I just really don't believe that's going to happen like that. Am I correct?
Well, yes, in my opinion. And I want to be careful. I'm not going to criticize. I'm not going to condemn the other.
Oh, I'm not
gurus.
Either. I am simply occurring different perspectives.
Yes, and that's what I'm here is to give another version of the story. Personally, I still come back, and I've been saying this for months, and more than once, I have been
sorry.
I've been on my radio program or in my newsletters, I've been saying, you guys need to address this question. Who's paying for it? And I have yet to see one guru, one blog writer adequately address that question.
Right.
And that's the bottom line question. If you can't answer that question, it's all just a bunch of empty air and talk.
Right. And so, I don't believe that I need to be very careful what I do and know what, if anything, when you find out that the RV occurs, did he mention a process? How can I get the information from you, other people, before I do something careless?
Well, first of all, never, ever, ever, ever give your currency away to anybody until you are at a legitimate place to exchange and have the money put into your bank account. Never do that. That's your safety point, okay?
The second thing is to stay in tune. Go ahead.
I do my newsletters and radio program once a week, so I don't bombard people with every day saying it's now, today, tomorrow. It's going to be in 3 days. No, I do them once a week. And I would just say, listen to my newsletters. Listen to the radio program. You can download this and archive it. You can listen to it throughout the week. It can be downloaded into an MP3 file. Most of all smartphones, you can put those on there and listen to it throughout the week. You can watch my, I would encourage you to watch my YouTube videos. You know, you can watch those throughout the week. They're all on my website. They're all archived that are there. And you may want to start going back, and that kind of brings you up to date historical how this stuff has been developing and unfolding. And I would just say stay tuned.
Okay. And then I heard something, and it may be incorrect yet again, that on September 17th or 15th, that the currency here may change to a new currency called the USN?
Rumors.
Okay.
All rumors. All rumors. Now, it's not, I have not heard the term USN. Now, most of it has been, what is the term has been referred to what is called UST, U.S.
Okay.
Treasury Notes.
Gotcha.
That has been what is called the new term, the U.S. Treasury Notes, which means the dollar bill then becomes backed by gold. About a month and a half ago, the ambassador did say, I'm still going to use the term USTs because that's what most people are familiar with. But the reality is, this is what the ambassador said, the new currencies coming out for the U.S. are not going to be U.S. Treasury notes. They will be called Federal Treasury notes because the word rereserve is going to go away. Right now it's called the Federal Reserve note.
Okay.
The word reserve
yeah.
is going away because the U.S. currency is no longer going to be the world's reserve currency. That is going to shift over to be the Chinese yuan. That is going to become the new world reserve currency. And every currency that has been the world's reserve currency has a shelf life of somewhere between 50 and 70 years. And in the United
right.
States, our time is up. We became
right.
the world reserve currency right after World War II. Well, that's been 70 years. Our shelf life has ended. It's time for it to move on to another one. And so our new currencies will be called Federal Treasury Notes.
Okay.
So that they will be a part of the U.S. Treasury, not the Federal Reserve, and they will no longer be a reserve. And that's what he shared with us.
Yeah,
but
because,
would,
you know, this Apple ePay system and all that has yeah. been quite disturbing to me. I don't want to walk up to a machine and swipe my phone across someone's scanner, you know. And I thought, oh, my goodness, it's kind of ominous to me, actually.
yeah. Well, you know, the reality is still 95% of all the money in the world is in digital form and only 5% of it is in paper currency.
Exactly. And that's also something I've read. So.
Yeah. So we're still always going to have a digital form, but what it's going to mean is the new currencies are going to be gold-backed. Well, right now they're not. See, that's what's going to be.
Okay.
Different. Yeah.
Okay,
now,
awesome.
Could it happen next week on September 15th? Possibly. But right now, to me, it's just rumors. I don't have any confirmation on that.
Okay, so then once the RV process begins, you will send us a newsletter and tell us what to do going forward?
Yeah, and I think it'll end up being news. Everybody will know. That's my hunch.
Well, I love it. I love it.
Stay tuned, okay? I'm going to let you go because I got two more callers to get through, and I've got a few minutes left.
Thank
you, Beth.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
My pleasure. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I'm now going to go to the next gentleman by the name of Howard. He's in Ontario, California. Howard, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi. I'm glad to be on the show today. I had some questions asked, and I answered a while ago. Just I had some interesting stories that happened to me that were very positive to let me know that this is real. I've been into the Dinaran and the Dong for about 10 months now, and I did a huge amount of research after one of my partners pulled me into it, and my what happened was without all that research and so forth, that I listened to the naysayers and the scammers that said it was a scam, and I listened to the people that said it was going to happen and stuff. And with all the research and going all the way back to what has happened with past revals, this is really going to happen, and I've already had a couple of legitimate stories that happened to me personally that let me know this is real. I'm just so excited. I can't even see straight. I'm just so happy. So I just wanted to come on the show and let you guys to hear that. And if you need me to pass on some stories that let you know that this is real, I can.
Okay.
Hello?
All right. Yes, I'm listening.
Yes. I did. I had one question, and I guess I was answered because the best place to buy dinar and dong, where it's the safest without fear of of counterfeiting and stuff like that. And I believe I heard it on her show earlier, was stating that online, eBay, and stuff like that. And the banks are not selling it now, but is there any other places besides that?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of dinar brokers that are authorized by the U.S. Treasury.
They're
U.S. Treasury authorized. And there's a number of them that are online, and they're authorized by the U.S. Treasury. See, dinar is different than dong because dinar is not an open tradable currency on the open foreign exchange market. The dong is. So you can you can go into banks and buy dong. You can buy them at the airport, you know, money exchange kiosks and places like that.
Yes.
But you can't – dinar, you cannot. So, okay?
Yes, I bought – well, I did. I'm glad you told me that because I've been buying my dong and dinar at currency clearance places and in a mall, like in Ontario Mills Mall, and that's been a great source to buy it. And I haven't tried to buy it online yet, but I think I'm going to do it as long as they're backed by, like you stated, by this U.S. Treasury. So that's something I need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
So that's great. I thank you very much for that answer. I appreciate it.
Okay. All righty. Well, thanks a lot. I'm going to let you go because I want to get to one more caller before we run out of time.
No problem. Thank you, and have a great
night. All righty. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, I'm going to Brian in Toronto, and you are on the air. Brian, I can give you about 2 minutes, and then it'll be time to be done.
Dave.
What can I help you with?
Hi, Dave. It's Byron.
Byron,
remember me?
I'm sorry.
Yes, because I managed to get a little letter off to you a while back, one of those K notes. Remember I sent you something?
Yeah. Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
Just talking to Charla. I won't keep you. Just that we just, you know, anyone who's not in the States sort of feels they're kind of left out in the cold that they're not able to come to your workshops. And I was just saying to Charla, I just hope that we're also going to be in the mix when this thing finally does roll around because I'm anxious to pay it forward. I mean, that's my license plate, you know, at PIF. That came up for me last year of having that license plate. So I got a lot of projects in mind and things I want to do. So. She just sort of like reiterated to me that she says don't worry about it, the fact that you're not an American, and that it's going to happen for us all. So that's it. So I just wanted to I almost had to say to her, I said, well, I don't really need to talk to Dave because she just sort of gave me the confirmation that everything is going on here. So, and I was hoping you'd be able to use that 25K note long before this, but I'm sure you'll have a good use for it when it comes time to cash it in. But
I will, and thank
all
you
right.
very much.
All
I
right,
always
buddy.
Appreciate it.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Brian.
So
okay.
It's Byron, by the way.
Byron,
anyway.
Byron.
Yeah.
I know, thanks, Byron.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, buddy,
right.
I know you want to go. I'll let you go. I'll send you a long-distance hug, and keep up the good work, and I look forward to when you get the new station going on, because this has been a mess, as you know.
I know. I'm tired of blog talk. It's just such it's a technical headache.
Oh, yeah.
So. All right,
I know.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy. Take care, man. Talk
okay,
now.
Right. Okay, good night. Yeah, okay. Okay, now before we're done here, I just want to make a couple correction statements because my friend who I'm involved with and he communicates regularly with the ambassador as well, he had just sent me a couple little corrections. I had talked about basically another guru who says that he has talked about what are called the historical bonds. And he has shared with me that he is not talking with anyone in the family, that basically he's using the friend, the grandpa, and he is sharing with me that grandpa is a fake grandpa. And also, we need to be careful about the term of cashing in. It's not going to be a cashing in term. He is telling me that there will be a remittance program. Remittance means removing an obligation, and the remittance will only be done by basically one person in the family. So it's what's called a remittance program. I don't know all those details. I am learning that myself. I want to thank you for my friend who shared that with me so we can kind of clarify a few things that are there. Those are just some technical things, but I think you understand the gist of what I've been wanting to say tonight. So, folks, thank you. Thank you absolutely for another absolutely wonderful evening. I'm sorry we had some of the technical problems in the beginning at the program. I will see what I can do to maybe edit that out for the people who are going to listen in on the archives. Because normally what happens about, I get, again, about 70 to 80% of the people listen to the program archived. When I make the change on to Radio Star Worldwide, it will be the same thing. You will be able to listen to all the programs will be archived as well. It should be better quality, better technical issues, and just good, solid professional support. And if you are someone who is interested in having a 30-second to 1-minute commercial on my 2 hours that I do each week, send me an email. Dave Schmidt at MSN.com or the Sedona Connection at MSN.com. Either one will get to me, okay? So I want to thank everybody tonight again. I want to thank especially DJ and Susie, you know, who attended the workshop and just had expressed what had taken place there, what went on, how what that meant to them, and how this is all beginning to unfold and we're seeing it change. So absolutely, absolutely another wonderful week. Love every one of you. See y'all next week.